You are listening to WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller, and this is In Focus. COVID-19 didn't take a break for the presidential election, and numbers continue to climb in our region. For a closer look, I talked with SIH Chief Medical Officer Dr. Marcy Moore Connolly and CEO Rex Buddy.
We continue to see the numbers rise over the last few weeks. We hit an all-time high last week of 41 admissions to our hospitals for patients who are COVID positive. And then today in the hospital, we currently have 41 patients who are COVID positive. So this week is going to surpass last week. And then you tie into that what we're seeing on the community testing side. We continue to see large volumes come through the drive-throughs, which is great. Lots of people getting tested. The last 2 weeks, we've had high volumes, about 3,000 each week. We continue to see that percent positive go up. So the week prior, it was about 11%. Now we're at 13%. The last few days, it's looked like it's climbing to closer to 15%. So we just continue going up. And what we have seen over the previous months is when we see that rise on the ambulatory side, we're going to follow that a week or two later with a rise in our hospitalizations, which we're continuing to see. So we're being stretched right now with the number of admissions that we're having, and we know that we're going to continue to see more over the upcoming weeks based on what we're seeing now in the community.
People want to focus on beds and facility availability for people who need to be admitted, and I know that that's part of it, but you just mentioned we're being stretched. Do you have the staff to be able to take care of this number of very sick people?
Right. The staffing side is where we're feeling that stretch at and where we have been feeling that stretch for a while right now. Just overall staffing, and then people who are out because of COVID-like symptoms or are COVID positive due to various exposures in the community or other places. So it is a stretch. You know, we get together every day on the phone and talk about where are we as a system with our staffing, where are we at with inpatients, where are we at with beds, how can we move things, how can we be more efficient as a system. But it does come to a point when we start to see these admissions go up and up with COVID, where we have to start having discussions around what do we need to stop doing so that we have the capacity to take care of the patients that are coming in with COVID.
Leads right into my next question. And Rex, we talked early on about how intensive care is a level of care, not so much a location within the hospital. But where are you in terms of facility capacity? And are you talking about perhaps postponing or delaying elective surgeries and things like that?
We are having some conversations right now about for the next couple of weeks, trying to push off some surgeries simply to try to lessen the potential, because with 40 some patients and this thing's just not heading in the right direction, the worst thing we want to do is call somebody the morning of and cancel a surgery. That is unbelievably, inconvenient for people and even more stressful. So we're likely going to probably decompress things a little bit to provide some breathing room.
At what point do people need to be concerned? I mean, early on in the pandemic, we saw field hospitals being set up in places like Chicago or New York City. Are we nearing something like that, or is that a potential in the future for this area?
Great question. I don't think so, Jennifer, and Dr. Moore Connolly may have a different opinion on that. We've been able to manage this. What it may mean, though, is more and more things like elective surgeries get pushed off so that we can keep the beds open for the COVID patients, not that we need to start putting patients in tents and things like that. We can have an impact on this. And just to be passionate for a moment, wear your mask. If you want to see your buddy's restaurant close, don't wear a mask. If you want to see your grandma's surgery be put off, don't wear a mask. If you want to be a risk to your family circle and your friend, don't wear a mask. It's not cute. It's not defiant. It's not appropriate in any way, shape, or form to not wear your mask. And I can't make beds appear out of thin air, and we will not do things recklessly for the sake of, running patients through the system. We will curtail things ourselves so that we can keep people safe and we can keep our staff safe. People who don't wear masks are burning out the healthcare workers in the region. They're burning out the nursing home workers in the region. They're burning out the health department workers in the region. We can still have most of our freedoms if we behave appropriately. We can still go get food and go to a dinner, albeit, you know, a lot less people in the restaurant or what have you, if we do the right things. But this getting into gatherings and not wearing masks and doing the things everybody's been advised against doing is going to have an economic impact in the region. It's going to cost people their jobs and livelihoods in the region. And by that, I mean, you know, the mom and pop shops, the small restaurants, those kinds of things that simply cannot survive much longer, particularly if they're shut down again. So everybody, you know, look at your friends, look at your neighbors, look at yourself and do the right thing.
That's SIH CEO Rex Buddy and Chief Medical Officer Dr. Marcy Moore Connolly. And I'm Jennifer Fuller. This is In Focus.